All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fourth and Goal, the official podcast of fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. My name's Mike Thomas. Let's go ahead and introduce everyone else sitting at the table because we got a lot of stuff to talk about and going to try to get it all done under the two-hour mark this time.
Now that you say that, it's going to be a
40-minute show.
It's 40
be great.
Minutes flat.
The man you hear speaking now, sitting to my left, Mr. Craig Brooks.
What up?
Sitting across the table from me, we've got Cuba. How's it going?
Yay, A-Rod hit his home run. Woo.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. Just,
that's where are the crickets, ready.
Hey,
where are the crickets?
Consistency.
They're coming.
Yeah, they're coming next week, hopefully. Reggie, welcome back to Fourth and Goal. How's it going?
I don't think I'll be missing any more shows anymore.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
He doesn't think he'll be missing anymore. It's not good to miss anymore.
Uh-huh. Anymore.
Anymore.
When there's more shows to be a part of anymore.
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 And rounding out the program, Mr. Mike Pollard, how's it going? Wow.
Halfie goes last.
Yep.
Awesome.
Always. Always.
Yes. Okay. All right. There's that.
It's clockwise. It's not racing. I don't know what your problem is with that, but.
Whatever. Going to make sure that you have a good program here tonight, but we got to always got to plug the website. Go to fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. We got a lot of stuff going up. New articles getting put up every day. Everybody's writing articles except for Cuba, who still hasn't. Actually,
yeah, I didn't
done
see your
anything.
Name on there, Cuba.
I will get on it. I just,
okay. You can also send us an email at fourthandgoalshow@gmail.com. We'll go ahead and probably put it on the air, send in audio email, do any of that stuff. We'll probably be able to read it and do
something. That's the wrong operator. We will put it on the air. If someone sends us an email, that's like someone's actually listening to our show.
People are listening, dude.
They have to be, but we never get correspondence from them.
And if you want to support the show, go ahead and make sure that you go to iTunes. You can find our page. It's linked from the blog. Go ahead on there, write a review, and you can go ahead and write favorable things. But if that's how you want to support the show, go ahead and do that.
Very excited listeners who've already posted reviews.
Mm-hmm.
They were into it, man. I don't know why Giggletastic has to happen. They were people like what we're offering to the... Nobody.
It was an important day last night for the NFL season because that's when we kind of officially kicked off preseason football. The Hall of Fame game, Steelers and Saints. Unfortunately, the NFL Network was selfish and took that game, so I couldn't watch it. But
Boo Brighthouse.
Boo Brighthouse. The NFL just wants it to be free. They don't want any.
I want the NFL Network.
Yeah,
I do too.
Talk to your cable company. They want to put
I sent an email.
Well, it should have been angrier.
I clicked on that ad when it said click here if you want NFL Network.
Well,
and then you put in your.
All it is is the NFL Network doesn't want you to have to pay for an extra tier for it, and they will not sell it to the cable company.
Brighthouse doesn't even offer it as far as
I know. It's because Brighthouse won't put it on the basic cable tier. They'll put it on you have to pay $5 a month for this extra package tier.
If it's on digital cable, I will go for it. I think most people go for it.
But
if
NFL
it's on
doesn't
digital,
want that.
Yeah,
digital cable is not that expensive over what you're paying.
Oh, they want it to be basic cable?
They want it to
be
on
it
when
basic.
When you get a box from Brighthouse.
They should get on the digital cable thing or whatever that next step
it
is.
It usually is on that, but what it is
they get
cable
more money by more people having access
to
it.
No, the cable companies are putting it in. Even if you get digital cable, you have to buy a sports package. Which is an extra $5 a month, and the NFL won't have that.
See, the thing is, I would pay that $5.
I know, most people would, but the NFL's not having that at all. They want it to be, when you buy a box, you
get NFL
Network.
It's so depressing, because all I want are the replays all through the year.
Oh, it's the best network ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to watch minicamp. I used to go to
the
gym and watch minicamp.
It is like having, it's like being in a football classroom, because sometimes.
It really is.
Sometimes,
like,
for the camp shows, you're like getting inside information on what they actually do and what the drills mean. It makes you it's great. I love the NFL Network, and since I have satellite, I get it.
Well, you were able to watch the game. I don't think anyone else got a chance to.
I saw clips.
I mean, outside of the highlights and reading about it. But go ahead and why don't you give us a little rundown of what happened? And
I don't know if
it was because it was glorious.
It was a great game.
Is this the Steelers segment? The five
there's a football game that happened for the first time in months.
It'll happen, but we'll get our mojo out in this little deal, and that'll be it.
They're going to talk about Ben and how he threw two good passes, and he's amazing.
He threw three passes.
Two good passes, what I said.
No, he threw three good passes. One of them got dropped bad by Nate Washington.
Of course.
Yeah, I know he does that. But anyway, The first stringers were pretty much in for the first for Pittsburgh anyway for the first 3 minutes, the first drive of the game. They pretty much went straight down, marched down, six plays and touchdown. Ben looked really good. He actually underthrew Cedric Wilson on the long bomb a little bit, but other than that, it was the offense looks great. And you see those three wide receiver sets and the spread offense that Bruce Arians has been we've heard about this whole offseason.
Did you notice if they were running like the hurry up offense at all?
Not running the hurry up. They were running just package plays, but most of it is this new stuff that we've never seen out of a Steelers offense, which is these weird play action bootlegs that you don't ever see.
You know who looked really bad though? The Saints secondary.
Oh god! They always look bad though. They always give up the big play.
They were running into each other almost on the slant more than the long ball.
Yeah.
They were confused. They didn't know where the ball was, and it was Wilson again, wasn't it?
Wilson caught both of them.
He was cutting across the field, and it was only like a 15, 18 yard pass. It went for like 30 because he ran after, but they looked like they had no clue whatsoever where the ball was, and then I swear, like they ran into each other. It looked like that table game where you put the pieces and it vibrates and they run into each other.
Well,
that's what the Saints were doing.
The Saints were in camp a week later than the Steelers, so they've only been in camp for 1 week. It is the first game of the preseason. It's the Hall of Fame game. It's a week before most teams even start playing. And the Steelers have been in two-a-days for 2 weeks now. So they were much more prepared for this game, and it's just the preseason. But
Reggie looked good.
And last year
he had 8 yards.
Last year the Saints gave up more plays over 40 yards than any other team. Their secondary already has problems. I think it was like eight plays of over 40 yards.
And then they brought in a cover two.
He looked really good for that one run.
That one run
he juked a couple people out.
And then he got smashed hard.
Wasn't that hard.
A lot of people made the team because Mike Tomlin is big into heavy hits and just massive, just ferocity in the Steelers secondary. And I swear, I know Ricardo Coquelin just lost his spot on the team, and that only means something to me and Mike because Coquelin he's just been a project since Coward drafted him, and
he was coming along there for a little bit, but
he wasn't. He was the guy who muffed all those punts last year.
If you just deal with him in his coverage, he was coming along,
like,
but that's it.
Fifth string, he never saw any play time last year.
He saw a little bit.
He was out.
Busted.
He was like the dime corner when Polamalu was hurt.
No, he got more time than that.
Well, I mean, okay, he got a couple plays, but he was never a big hitter like Anthony Smith, like William Gay. We saw, I don't know if you saw the clip on ESPN earlier today, but the hit he had on Robert Meacham.
I saw that. Is that a rookie?
That is a fifth round draft pick versus the first round draft pick. But it
was. Oh, I
was
hoping
insane.
It was a vet. I was hoping it was a veteran. No, those were the NFL type thing.
They didn't put Robert Meacham in until like the fourth quarter.
Well, they shouldn't. He's not.
But our first round draft pick, our second round draft pick was the one who was Lamar Woodley, who broke up the pass on all we've heard about is that he's been horrible in coverage.
I love that that's a statistic. That's a highlight though, a guy batting down a pass because it's preseason.
It's preseason.
There's nothing interesting.
It's preseason.
Really
Drew Brees. That was a Drew Brees pass.
I know.
This is his first NFL start.
I'm aware. He's been touted for coverage. They were like, let's show anything that happened
he's
at
been
all.
He's been touted as a whole. He's been very lost in coverage. And that was the whole reason why
he got his hand where it needed to be. Yeah. He was very excited. Well, what is he, like 21 years old, 22 years old?
Whatever.
I enjoyed seeing Tyler Palco throw for the Saints. A, because Mike and I know somebody from work, Leanna, you remember? She went to Pitt.
Yeah.
And he started there. And she hung out with him a time or two and said, he is a bitch. He is like a baby, like cries when he loses and stuff.
He threw a pick to that same guy.
Yeah, he threw a pick and he set Meacham up to get dominated.
Oh my god. But he hung him out to dry, but
he hung him out.
He didn't get up for a while.
I know.
And then the next play, he's over the middle and it was pretty much the same thing where he was about to get just dommed by William Gay again. And then he said, no, I don't want. I would like to not play football anymore. This will be my last play tonight.
He's their third receiver, I think, now.
I think he's their fourth now. He'll be their fourth. Because there's,
really?
There's
Colston,
Henderson, Copper, Terrence Copper.
You're right.
And then,
he is
going to
be four.
And then
I forgot about Copper.
And he apparently, he got hurt early in camp, but Colston, or I'm sorry, Meacham. Oh. And he had a knee injury, and then so he's been slow, I guess, but
apparently slow enough to get let William Gay ruin his day.
Oh my gosh, it was wow. bad.
Destroyed him.
I was the whole bar.
It was
bar
so
went
clean. It was so awesome. Like he had his helmet beneath the guy's face mask, so it didn't go helmet to helmet. His shoulder pretty much hit him right below the numbers, and his helmet right atop the numbers, and it was just this like. And Gay stood up. He wasn't knocked down at all. It was a stand-up tackle. He just nailed him, and Meacham's back went from perpendicular to the ground to parallel to the ground. It almost like there was no transition. It was like a cartoon.
Family Guy
it was
episode,
like a cartoon.
Yeah.
He just hit the ground and then turned into almost fetal. Almost fetal. He was curling around, and you could just tell he was like, what the fuck, man? It was almost as bad as what happened at the X Games. Did you guys see this clip?
I put it up on the forums.
Oh, man.
It is glorious.
We watched it a bunch of times. Glorious because he's okay.
Yeah, only glorious because he walked off the
floor. And his shoes popped off.
Dead.
He should be dead.
I thought his whole back would have been destroyed. I thought he would have broken
his
bone.
You see his ankles need to be gone.
The ramp, he was like...
Yeah, the most impressive part was when you see his shoes, and if you haven't seen this clip,
explode.
They were ejected.
If you haven't seen this clip, go to fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com, click on the link to go to the forum, go to the other sports little topic
or
area.
Or you could go to YouTube
and type the guy's
name. I'm trying to get traffic to the website.
I can recap what happened. give him the address. Here's what happened, though. Jake Brown drops in. And he's going across, I think it was the 50-footer and not the 70-footer, right?
The 50, yeah.
That's what I thought. He comes off they've got this event in the X Games called Mega Air. It's this new event that almost seems absolutely ridiculous.
It seems retarded, but it's so
cool
to watch.
It's awesome. It's not even funny. So he goes off the 50-foot ramp. He's clearing a 50-foot gap, and he does a 720. So that, I believe, is two complete rotations around with the back grab of the skateboard, which is the first time he had landed that trick ever. And this is a mega ramp, so then what he's got to do is he lands on the top of this ramp, goes down. He's going somewhere between 25 and 35 miles an hour on a skateboard. He goes up a vert ramp in order to get somewhere between 15 and 20 feet of air on top of a 25-foot ramp. And what happened is, because he said so and I was watching after, as he hit the vert part of the ramp, the right where you're going to come off, he bent his knees and went into the ramp. So what happened is when normally some sort of physics keeps the board on your feet, but because he bent his knees and was pushing, he pushed the board away from him as he got
all the air. All the air he was going to get. Yeah. They said he fell over five stories.
Some said 40 feet, some said 50 feet. He was up at least 15 to 18 above the ramp, and that ramp's like 25. That's why some were saying 40, some were saying up to 50, because the story's anywhere from 8 to 10 feet, so I guess it doesn't matter, but... And then the best was I heard someone say, well, at least he had the wherewithal to get himself around. I'm like, that did not look like wherewithal at all.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that on purpose at all.
Yelling, and then he did turn to his back, but I'm like, I'm not certain that he did the best thing.
Well,
I don't know what the best thing is.
I guess the best thing is when you're falling on the flat part, but when you're falling down, if you go straight up and then you're coming straight back down, then you
want to try
do
to slide.
Your knees, yeah. And then
but
that's why they
had
the skid plates.
Option.
No.
He went away because he pushed.
Yeah,
off
he pushed
the
off the ramp.
He had
to have pushed off the ramp because he went this
he
way.
He landed just as the ramp kind of gets flush again because his ankles hit right there in that curve, which is what propelled his shoes away from him.
That's why he pressed his knees, and when he let go, the board went one way. He went the other way, a good 6-7 feet over where he had no chance of sliding, and he ended up turning. Which he must have had somewhere with all to turn to get to his back instead of his face.
I don't know.
He landed flush on his tail looked like his tailbone. Wasn't his tailbone, apparently. His shoes exploded off. He turns over onto his face and looks dead for about 8 minutes.
I didn't think. When I saw it, when I saw the video the first time, I was like, Mike is kind of sadistic because that's not cool. I didn't know that he was okay.
Oh, he's.
I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw a video and went, boop.
He just stops. He's walking with a cane right now, and all they said he has a liver problem and a lung problem or something like that.
A bruised lung.
Bruised
that's
lung.
It. To fall.
Well, I know. I got you.
All the boarders were like, "Mother, he just cheated death and everything."
Yeah.
And then they asked him, "Is he going to be back to do Mega Air next year?" He's like, "Absolutely," because he's Australian or whatever.
Those
guys break everything. we were watching some footage today. They practice, and they practice doing these, like in the X Games, we only see them do five runs and stuff, but they're doing like hundreds of runs a day.
You have to,
and they're
man.
Doing these weird, like they go off the ramp, grab the top of the board, and then roll forward into a front flip. First of all, you got to get the skateboard back down.
It almost seems
flush.
Like it defies the laws of physics that you're able
right.
to like start a turn in after you've left the ramp. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't know
awesome.
How you just got to kind of like.
I saw some just... sick stuff on the BMX bikes too. Not that that's any football related,
I wish we got to get like a webcam for this.
Because it's all because the motions. Like, you can push your hand forward.
I like.
Wow. Keeps doing it.
I'm hoping
that's
some,
when we need a good laugh track to get that going.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the idea of a laugh track, but
I do.
That's fine.
We'll figure that out.
Obviously not up to me.
Let's go ahead and move on to the news portion of the show because we've got a lot of stuff to get into. A lot of news stories happening. So let's go ahead and move on over to that.
Along with that Hall of Fame thing that we were talking about earlier, we watched the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this weekend. It happened on Saturday night, and we saw some things from Michael Irvin that we probably haven't seen before.
Most should be embarrassed for him.
Not you know, I'm not. Any. I don't think anybody should be embarrassed for him. I think openly on national television,
which is fine.
It's fine
when
because
you're a woman, or you've been shot, or. Not when I understand crying for happiness is absolutely fine. I'll cry. I think when I'm happy too. Sometime when I get really happy. But he was not even just damp. He was his cheeks were soaked, and he was blubbering.
I think any sports person who has watched SportsCenter in the last 2 days has seen it. But
disgusting.
I mean, seriously. It's not the amount of emotion that has to be going through your body when you've been inducted into a place where people
There's
are
only 270 or whatever, but still. Can you see
God
guys
damn,
like
I don't
like
have,
Larry
I don't,
Zonka crying? I don't know. I can't see some of those tough guys crying.
No, he wasn't a tough guy. He like took lots little, of drugs like and he caught a lot of balls. It's fine.
That's
I mean he had to have doubts whether this is his third ballot. He's a third ballot Hall of Famer.
Is he?
Yeah, he got in finally, and you gotta think that it was going through his mind that those times that he got caught doing coke, that was it. He wasn't
and
gonna
all the offensive pass interference
yeah,
he used.
Yeah, exactly. Oh
to,
my god.
To push off everybody.
Oh, that's what he used breaking. To do. He used to elbow him, so
that's because he's from Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
where
so
they teach
you got to think
to cheat.
You got to think that
and they
he thought
raise
he
was people to be bad human beings.
You're just jealous.
Of no, God. No.
Championships.
What championships?
We breed champions.
No,
what?
You don't.
Yes, we do.
You breed criminals.
You
who
breed
hit
champions.
Each other with their helmets.
Champions. You breed
they kick people.
You breed champions. People who buy their championships.
You breed mediocre running backs.
Name the last
oh,
Miami.
Yeah,
name the
so
last Miami championship that
running
wasn't
backs
bought.
In the NFL right now.
How many championships
name
does
the
Miami
last,
even have?
Name the last Miami in any sport championship.
Ooh.
that hasn't been bought.
When UM in 2001 won the national championship, you think that was bought?
Okay.
Well, wait. How many do they even have? Because like. There are
the Florida
like
Marlins.
Marlins every time
when they beat the Yankees,
USC
they bought that because the next year, what was their record?
It's no,
awful.
No, it's not that they bought it. They drafted those people, and then once they won the thing, they're like, "All right, bye."
Yeah, they sold.
Peace
I don't
out.
Think
peace
UM's
out.
That good.
Not now,
not
but
recently.
They won a how many championships did they win in a short period of time? Like one or two?
No, if they won three in the eighties.
The '80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
UM actually has, I think, four or five.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that have a good amount.
UM was
though.
Pretty good and was a powerhouse for a very long time.
They got in the 90s they had the problem with the they got nailed with the sanctions by the NCAA.
And in the 2006 they fought everyone.
Huh?
I said in the 2006 they fought everyone.
And then, but just right. a couple years
kicking
ago
kicking people in the
didn't
head.
They go like
they'll
almost
be
two seasons
horrible.
Without losing a game.
Horrible.
And then
they won a national championship and then went all the way to the championship again and lost.
With a bunch of criminals.
The problem with UM right now is they have so many people that leave to go to the NFL early, it's hard to keep people.
Oh, those are excuses. We don't even need to talk about
UM. You get
UM
drafted
anymore.
If you come from UM and you're in the draft.
And
you can
then you hold out until 3 weeks into camp, John Beeson.
The tight end for the Bears, he was one of the first ones to sign.
That's
the first
right. He was. So. They put out some really good tight ends.
They do put out good tight ends.
Three in a row. The last three in a row.
Very. Never mind. Move on.
They're running backs. They
I'm
have
not,
some
I'm
good ones.
I'm not sure
ones
why that explosion
ones.
Was necessary there. Mr. Thomas?
Don't worry about it. I said move on.
Okay, I did. I am.
Did he fart or something?
No, he just said wow for no fucking reason. It was great.
Wow.
I was going to go somewhere with that, but I decided not to, so move on.
Wow. All right. Speaking of Miami, Joey Porter is
he's dead.
The Steelers, the Roonies are gods, apparently, because they know things before other people know. At 30, you're automatically going to have some sort of injury before the next season starts. And so they just ejected Joey Porter.
And then the
Finns paid $20 million guaranteed for him. And then now he's deciding now whether he wants to have knee surgery, which means which means he's either going to be that guy who suffered through an injury the entire season and has a horrible season, or he's going to be the guy who's recovering from a surgery. So Miami's going to look good either way.
Good, I agree that Rooney injected him with something before.
He said injected, not injected.
Oh. Well, I think he injected him with something.
Right. It's like bad knee
juice. That's a great allegation.
Bad knee juice.
A 90-year-old man injects a 30-year-old
sneaks into his house when he's sleeping. Just, there you go.
I'll get you.
There you go, Joey.
Hey, I'm upset, all right? I gotta say something.
It's the yellow air in Pittsburgh. That's just what it is. Yeah, people get old at 30, and then they just lose things in their body.
Oh, man. But the Fens have said that he hadn't. Reports came out a couple days ago that he actually did have surgery recently. But the Fens came just recently and said that he actually didn't, and he's deciding whether he's going to do it now. So, yeah.
Like I half-ripped my ACL or what?
No, he just has scar tissue in there, apparently, and they scope it and they take it out. A lot of people did it. Torrey Holt had it this offseason, and a lot of people do it.
Yeah, it's common.
But it's like a 3 or 4 weeks before you even – Ben Roethlisberger had it a couple years ago, too, when after that San Diego game, he was out for 4 weeks, and then we won a Super Bowl. So, on the from now, the faces. I had to put that in there. Anyway, from now on, you're gonna see
we won.
Oh well, yeah, that's a debatable thing.
Had that debate.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
We did. I did.
Okay. All right. From now in regular season games, you're gonna see certain players have a green dot on the back of their helmet. I saw it last night. I had no idea what it was. I didn't really register until I read the article. Apparently, if you have audio in your helmet, you're going to have a green dot, and it helps the refs know. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't know.
Why
do the refs need to know that?
I'm not sure. I didn't read too much into the article as I was making a list in 10 minutes. But it just lets the ref know who has audio. I guess, I don't know why.
So they can know not to use profanity when around that person.
That might be it, but
like, you there, stop fucking holding.
Who else besides the QB has audio? I thought it was always just a QB.
Are we talking audio like the team is sending something to their headphones, or is this when like the networks mic up a player?
Mic'd up. I think it might be mic'd up.
Oh, okay.
I think that might be, because there's more than just the quarterback. The only person that's supposed to have it is the quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought somebody on defense had it too.
No, one of the owners submitted that for a review this year. They've been doing it for like 5 years now, but
okay, whatever.
But yeah, it always gets shot down because they don't want
to pay.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's going to be whoever is mic'd up. I guess that makes more sense. I really just skimmed over the article, but I thought that was pretty interesting. This year, okay, Indianapolis is going to they're
going to have troubles.
Their defense is going to be bad this year.
They don't need a defense. Line up nobody.
This is
line up six your best six guys and see what happens.
Clone Peyton Manning and put 11 of him on the field for defense.
Call us up and get the 4th-and-go team out there.
We'll out there. They don't need a Dave.
Craig, yeah. Craig will be the nose tackle for the
they're going to score 7 touchdowns a game on offense.
We'd all have broken ribs, heads, legs, everything after one play.
They have an all first time defensive line now. They lost their defensive end. I guess they have Freeney. They have Freeney, but odds are the way they're dropping players, Freeney's going to get hurt by the time preseason's over.
Probably.
And so
if Dungy's smart, he won't start him.
One question that's been posed is, will Tank Johnson, will they go after Tank Johnson? Because he's obviously available.
Tony Dungy is good friends with Lovie Smith.
There you go. That might be no.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know. When you need a cheap, good real cheap. By the time the 8th game of the season rolls around, they might be in some serious need. And they got to get him now to get him by that 8th game. So, he's worth having on the roster, I believe. Shit.
They've got so many troubles because they just lost. Who did they lose today? They just lost someone.
They lost Corey Simon. They lost Booger McFarlane.
They actually lost Corey Simon. Like, they cannot find him.
No.
He was in Tallahassee.
Yeah, he was in Tallahassee, but they cut him. They said, screw you. You're not coming to camp. Screw, you know.
Yeah, he's going to go somewhere, too. He's going to go to another team.
McFarlane ripped things in his tendons.
Yeah, he's all sorts of not playing this year.
Yeah.
So they are in trouble because they lost a lot of defensive backs. One of them went to they sent one of them to the Saints last night, and he's a cover two cornerback, and then they put him in this man to man plays, and he just gets lit up all night. It's horrible.
But that Saints secondary is just
they're
bad.
In trouble, they're man. Bad. They got some good players. I mean, McKenzie and what's his name? I forget his name. Whatever.
Where's Archuleta play? He don't play there, does he?
He's with the Bears now. He was with the Rams, then he got traded to the Redskins when they had like three starting free safeties on their team, and then now he's with the Bears. Okay, next thing. Jarvis Moss, first round draft pick, has a knee injury as well.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
so many injuries.
Well, it's camp.
It's preseason. That's what
camp.
Happens.
That's what happens. You're gonna get a lot
there's
of injuries.
There's actually hasn't even been that many high profile people. Like last year, it was receivers all over the place.
Steve Smith was
gone. It was all those hamstring pulls.
He just had it. Was his the
broke
hand?
His hand.
He broke his hand. Eric Parker that for the Broncos broke his toe.
Hand?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Chad Scott could put on IR.
Chad Scott. How many times did you yell his name in profanities?
Donald Driver got injured. Gore got injured.
They just signed him to an extension, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they keep him on the team. He was never any good.
Drew Stanton.
He's always been the number one guy,
though. Out of respect for Craig, I did not write that down. Yeah. I put it on the blog, and I thought that was enough.
I never said Dark Horse for that year. I said Dark Horse in general.
But we all agree that putting him on the IR when he's obviously going to be... Okay, but I'm saying that for other people.
Now...
he can't dress for the games this year.
Not this year, but
which is
you
bad
wait.
For...
Drew Stanton 2011 is going to fuck you up. He's lighting it up for 4,500 yards.
Wow.
Drew Stanton's out of the league in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not looking good.
The
Tim
Crouch experience.
Dark Horse. I heard some kids say I was going to be good.
All right. So all the rookies have signed except for Russell and Quinn.
And those. They do not look like they're going to sign anytime
soon.
Look,
and one thing that was put out on the ProFootballTalk.com was maybe this is good for the Browns and good for the Raiders because now they have Dante Culpepper and they have Charlie Fry, and now they can have these guys sit. They can't start now. So there's not a choice.
Well,
right.
This could be the best thing that could happen for Quinn and Russell as far as career development for them to learn NFL sitting in the background.
I don't know because
like most quarterbacks, besides
if you look at
and the like,
the coaches in Cleveland, Romeo Crennel is not happy right now. He refuses to call Brady Quinn by his name. He refers to him only as the quarterback, and basically only says, "I will
not
talk about the quarterback."
Anyway.
Well, yeah, Crennel, yeah, but
no, but I mean, you don't want your head coach to already not like you when you're coming into camp.
Well,
and then also,
I don't think Crennel's much of a factor because I'm pretty sure this is his last year in Cleveland.
Yeah,
he's not
very
good.
True. But
and
you've
also
got
some immaturity.
They're
going
to fire him and hire Bill Cowher and whatever.
You've
so.
Also got if you
he
go to the
because he used to coach there. Yeah. He played there.
I see.
Yeah, he probably would want to.
That's
wanna,
a team in trouble.
He's going to go to anybody that's going to give him the $8 million.
Yep.
He want by then it might be more because if Andy Reid makes a little bit more or Mike Holmgren makes a little bit more, he's going to want a little bit more.
But also you said douchebag. The Raiders are in trouble, too, because there was a report coming out the other day where the quarterbacks all combined for four interceptions.
Yeah,
in
I saw that. I saw that.
And, that was everybody. Dante,
yeah,
Andrew
but Dante
Walker.
Threw one. And the,
I love
and
how
the
quote
were,
for Lane Kiffin is, from Lane Kiffin is like, that's something that needs to be rectified.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. It's like they just go around like, what about the running backs? That's something that needs to be rectified.
They got
how about your third down defense?
Lamont Jordan, what's his name from Indianapolis? And
Dominique Rhodes?
Yeah, no, the other one. Yeah, it is Dominic Rhodes that went there, yeah.
Oh, well, Dominic Rhodes is a decent running back.
Well, Dominic Rhodes is suspended for the first four games for steroid abuse.
Is he now?
And they have Michael Bush, too. That's
I missed that. I missed that Dominic Rhodes getting suspended for roids. Wow. He never even looked that big.
But the funny thing about the Culpepper
maybe
one
he
not
is
like,
now.
It's not like it was even a fluke pass or tip pass or anything. He just the
he
report
rifled
said
it too.
he
just
yeah.
Like Miami,
the one was
like
he
Miami.
Found coverage and he threw directly into it. And the DBs back there were like mine.
they can pick off some passes. I mean they're not good at much else, but they are good at picking off. They had a lot of interceptions.
Their
last
defense
year.
Was not even that bad, right?
their passing defense.
They're good at catching balls that were thrown to them. But other than that, then they sucked.
Nice.
Their passing defense was good. Their running defense because their passing defense was good because their running defense was not.
Yeah, they had no Warren Sapp can't stop pressure. They had no QB pressure, but. They didn't get a lot of coverage sacks either last year.
No, they're going to have another terrible season. Probably
of course,
it's going to be bad for them.
But Dante might get them one more win.
I think the Browns are going to be just as shitty too.
The Browns always look. The Browns are at least a team that could beat another team. Oakland is shaping up to be one of those teams where it's like it's going to take.
Well, last year I didn't think they could beat a team, and then bad things happen. So
yeah, but it's not. But the Raiders are just like. They're getting interceptions, and the Raiders really benefited from mistakes made by their team, whereas the Browns, I think, could actually go out and make a team make mistakes, whereas with the Raiders, it's just like, oh.
One of the things I found weird about the Raiders this year is that little squirrely guy, John Clayton on ESPN, he is so about Jamarcus Russell, it's not even funny. He was saying, I can't believe they haven't signed him yet. They're missing out on the biggest arm I've ever seen. In camp,
I read an article about ESPN. A lot of the ESPN guys, like Lynn Pasquarelli, is really good. They make really good friends with certain agents, and so they get a lot of inside scoop. Like Lynn Pasquarelli is good with Tom Condon and Drew Rosenhaus. They get a lot of information quick. Whereas like people like Adam Schefter from NFL Network, he is friends with everybody, and so he doesn't have to plug anybody because everybody.
But he was plugging Russell like they're missing out on this huge opportunity when I think this is working out in their favor that he's not playing right now. A, that you don't start a rookie that there's been proven that never works out except for Ben Roethlisberger. And that team was better than the Oakland team.
There's no doubt about that.
It doesn't even make sense. That the team that Ben was playing for is better than what Peyton Manning started with. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
The way he was touting Russell, like, they're making a huge mistake. I'm like, whatever.
Making a huge mistake? Offering him $30 million
guaranteed? Well, we don't know.
You don't know. There's enough reports coming out from the Oakland area that we don't really know what the actual terms of the contract, the negotiations are, because you've got some people saying he's getting offered over 30, some people saying he's getting offered under 24, which is less than Alex Smith made 2 years ago.
Right, right.
And then you've got people saying that it's all stuck because the Raiders Russell Camp want to make sure that he's guaranteed that money under all circumstances, whether it's injury, death, being cut from the team, anything. And then the Raiders, they're saying that the Raiders aren't offering that. And the Raiders are saying they are offering that.
There's got
to
be something in the next.
It's ridiculous.
There's got to be something in the next coach's, you know, whatever the thing they have in April or March. They got to do something. No, not the owners meeting. The coaches get together and they don't have as much power as the owners, but they can tell the owners what all the coaches in the league are thinking.
They need to not allow these holdouts.
That's what I'm saying. They can never do a structured slotted system because it just won't work. But man, these contracts
won't that work?
Because the players,
you could give it a percentage raise every year for inflation.
Well, certain positions deserve more money than other positions. Well, that
but
kind
they
of deal.
Also what the, there was an argument coming from the Browns camp too with Quinn because Quinn's wanting more money than what he was, and the Browns camp is basically what was he picked 20? What
22nd. 22nd. They're saying they say they go higher than 22, but that's not the deal.
Well, no, they actually came out and they were like, we're gonna pay him 22 money because you know what, he was drafted 22. And the representative of the Browns basically came out and he said, you know, we have this draft for a reason. We're drafting them in order. If we were just to sign them whatever we wanted, we would just have free agency coming out of college.
Before you finish, they just came out with a statement recently that said they have gone above and beyond 22 numbers. And they also, about a week
ago. But they're not going to go too much more.
No. They're offering him a lot of money. But the reason, I mean, one of their reasoning is that they came out and said, this is the face of our franchise. This is our franchise quarterback. This is our guy. And they're not going to not pay him money. They've been more than active, but it's not even Brady Quinn. It's this guy, Tom Condon. He is the worst agent in the league. He's not getting Brady Quinn his money. He's not even participating in contract talks from what the Browns.
Yeah. They're saying
GM
that they're stalling all
he's
over
not
the place.
Even, he's just not even there. He's got two guys who don't have contracts right now that are under him, and that's Simeon Rice, who hasn't even had contract talks with any team yet. And
no, but he's been at least been visiting teams and
right. But he visits. Teams.
There's a reason why teams probably don't want him because he's not as good as he could as
he
used
old.
To be.
Simeon Rice doesn't know whether he's going to play yet.
It's
either,
sad
but,
that an agent could determine but, such things, but that's how the
it's
that's
true.
How the business it
there
is
was
business.
Quinn
still.
Quinn came out to Lynn Pasquarelli. He called Lynn Pasquarelli personally and said, I've been calling my agent. He hasn't returned my calls.
That's so
that
lame.
Kind of deal.
That's bad.
It's horrible. This guy needs to be banned. Like whatever the agent version of disbarred is, that needs to happen to him because I guarantee you,
banned plays.
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
I guarantee you, if as much as people hate Drew Rosenhaus, I bet you he'd have his money if it was Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew gets his players' money.
Exactly.
Though.
That's
he's
what I
a
said.
Dick. He gets. But he got paid. T.O. his money. I mean, I forget who else he represents. He represents
almost all of them. He's got he represents 20 something percent of the draft class every year. It's ridiculous.
Wow. How rich is he?
He's very, very rich.
It's 10%, right?
Well, he probably has. Doesn't he have people under him then? Because he can't represent.
No,
all
no, no. It's not his firm, Drew Rosenhaus' firm. But he does all the public speaking. Yeah,
I
imagine he does.
Shocked if he didn't.
Well, he's not even that
the
old.
The Rosenhaus group.
No,
he's like
40s. He has a big firm because it's down in Miami.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Most of the people from any Miami team is usually.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, I've bumped into him a whole bunch because he's at every single UM game, every single Dolphins game. I mean,
well, maybe if you know him so well, you can get him on the show.
Yeah,
I don't know him that well.
Yeah, but maybe you're
bumping
your
him all the time.
Maybe
I bump into him all the time.
When I used to work for the Dolphins, I used to bump into him all the time.
We should get your brother-in-law does sports stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should get him on the show sometime. He does sports stuff.
Yeah, cool. Possibly. Special guest.
Perhaps.
No, his brother-in-law does does production.
He's
a producer.
He's an editor for Telemundo, their sports.
But they do sports. Hey, we
down
need
in Miami,
something.
It's
football.
ESPN Deportes.
De ocho.
Football Americano.
And he might know some people who know some people.
Yeah, dude. We can get us some publicity, Cuba. Do your part.
Come on.
I've done my part.
Team play. What have you done?
Nothing.
He's not even written for the website. He's just along for the ride.
Cuba.
Even though the invite was probably, I think I actually sent you the invite first.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Because he's from Miami. Well, they breed laziness.
See, here's the whole deal with the invite thing. I tried to log
Hispanics.
In at least two or three times. That first time.
Create a new email account.
By the way, I think we're the only three that actually even re-signed up for the forums as well. So
I know.
Reggie
did it then.
I got to go do that too.
Yeah. Look, keep
can
his
we
last
get some of our
game.
Other listeners to do something?
Yeah, you know it would be funny if somebody signed up before one of our listeners. That's theoretically one of our theoretical listeners, hypothetical listeners.
Somebody.
They're there.
I'm willing to hold.
Well, just
because
they download it doesn't mean they listen to it. So
who cares?
No, I know. No. I know, but you can't make that mistake because sometimes they might just like download it. Oh, crap. I meant to hit the other one.
That's probably what it was.
All right. How many more news stories we got?
Okay. I think. Hold on. Oh, straight hand. We didn't talk about him.
That's
he's
a weird
screwed.
Situation.
Yeah,
he
owes
so
that woman $15.5 million because they got married back, you know, before he was right when he was in the beginning. And what happens is apparently when they do these divorce things, which is a bad, bad rule, she gets half of everything he earned, regardless of what got spent on both of their during the marriage. Well, I'm sure he bought her shit and they lived together. She's worth now $15.5 million. That's from his $30 million that he made over the past, like, 5 years. He's not. He's been a well-paid DE, but he's not been at $10 million.
He hasn't played a full season in 3 years.
I understand.
But he should not make more than $4 million
this
year.
He's been in the four
he came out and said it's not about money.
Well, it's about money. You can say that all you want.
No, he came
out
and he
said,
like, he's like, I've got people. I am financially well off. I don't have to worry about it. He said it's all about.
Yeah, financially well off. He's about to get drained.
And he could owe the Giants almost $9 million in the signing bonuses that he will owe them if they choose to recoup.
I'm
I don't
sure
know
he knows
if
all that if he was.
Okay, I'm just saying, he's got to, I don't know
I
that.
Think the woman screwed, well, he screwed himself. He screwed
I remember reading an article right as he got, like, he got kicked out of his own house and she started selling his shit, like in a garage sale out front. That's crazy.
These guys ain't got no control over their women's.
Apparently not. She's a crazy bitch, though.
Well, he fucked
damn.
Up, though. He fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Like,
don't be cheating on your yeah. I know football players apparently they say that's what
they don't
happens,
think about anything more than 5 minutes ahead of the future. They're incapable
they're
of
millionaires.
It.
They're young. But come on, dude. Don't get married and then cheat on your woman while you're under contract. Because if she's under there with you and there isn't a prenup that says yours is yours and so-and-so, but even in a prenup, you're going to lose in most states because it's what was made while you were married. There's very few prenups that are going to protect what you make while you're married because she's the supporting member of the marriage. Oh, God, it's so terrible for these guys to get married and then cheat. It's gross. He deserves to give her all that money, too.
No, yeah.
So that's a lesson
up.
For all you kids out there. Don't get married if you're not.
yeah,
if you make more than $1 million, marriage is not the thing for you.
Or just make sure you come up with a good prenup. That's all.
See, there won't be a prenup that'll protect what you make during the marriage.
They had a prenup, but it doesn't do much.
It doesn't protect what you make.
You know what? Most prenups make you, they make say
if you say certain years.
If there's infidelity, for example, it voids it.
Well, not even that, but like, I mean, that's true. But usually, like, think of like Paul McCartney. He married Heather Mills. They were only married for a couple of years. In that time, he banked like $200 million.
He also did sign a prenup.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have mattered, I don't think. Because
no, it would
have.
No, most of those
prenup,
things,
he wouldn't have been able to get any of his
prenups. No, a lot of prenups
separate.
Yeah, a lot of prenups, they say, you take what you brought into the marriage, I take what I brought in. So if he makes $200 million in that
brought
time.
Brought in. I think if we research,
he means like, while you're married, you're bringing in this money, she's doing that.
I didn't know that.
That's what most prenups do. That's why the celebrities sign them. But if there are certain clauses in the prenup, like if certain things were to, how the marriage ends, i.e. infidelity or, you know, other things like
that. Sometimes they even put, like, a time on it. Like, if you divorce me within 5 years, you get nothing.
Yeah, those are contracts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's just like, I love anything that was made
during the marriage can
I'm
be
sure there
susceptible.
Are.
No.
Yeah, it could be anything.
It depends on the, it's like a contract. There's language in it that
well, you gotta have some dumb love to be a 500 millionaire like Paul McCartney and then marry a one-legged chick with no prenup.
Or just not
gotta
care.
Have some dumb, what do you mean not care? How do you not care about 55 million?
When you're Paul McCartney?
He cared a lot about his, he didn't have it 10 years ago when his songs were up for auction and fucking, hey, stole it from him.
Come here, little boy.
For 35 million. So back then, he didn't have 35 million. Now he could buy it 10 times over, and he's SOL, because that's the only thing keeping Michael Jackson afloat, because it's worth 500 million now.
Michael Jackson sold some of it off, too.
He did sell some of it off, and I'm sure McCartney figured out a way to get it. Or Apple got it, or somebody.
I don't think they have it. No. But whatever, we're not getting into that.
The sports show turns into Paul McCartney.
Whatever.
What else you got?
One last little blurb. In league circles, the general consensus is it's playoff or bust for Jack Del Rio, which is it may not mean new news, but I mean that's gotta suck because when you're when you got like 18 quarterbacks that are all of equal awfulness,
they're saying Leftwich is throwing good in practice. But
No. The saving grace, they got Couch now, so it's over for them. They're good. They're good to go.
And it's
Leftwich, Garrard.
Del Rio get picked up quick because he's a good coach. Yeah, he'll get picked up somewhere else. There's going
to
be openings.
He'll probably go straight to Cleveland. He'll probably drive straight to Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is going to – the new coach is going to be like, Tampa
Bay. As
John
Gruden's carrying his box of shite out of Cleveland.
Maybe they'll just switch.
That might
Gruden
be what happens.
Up to Jacksonville.
And all of Gruden's quarterbacks come up.
Yeah, right. They take their quarterbacks with them. Quinn Gray.
Oh, no. He's got all the black quarterbacks. In Jacksonville, there's all the black quarterbacks.
And then
kind
Tim
of
Couch,
aren't good.
Which is funny.
What's that?
I said that's what I said. They're all mediocre, almost good.
I don't even want to call like
Garrard. I'd say Garrard's better than Leftwich, but he played.
No, yeah, but
they,
it, but
his skill
but
set
he also
maybe
got
not,
his
but
time.
The way he's playing, the way.
But they Garrard also
played
got
better
his...
than Leftwich was playing. But Leftwich gets booed out of that stadium every time he plays. And then
Garrard got his time.
He's got a bad ankle.
Garrard got his time last season and didn't get it done either.
Well, I they went 9-7 last year.
Leftwich thinks he's really good. He thinks he's really fast. I've heard him talk.
He's so huge. He can't be that fast.
If he says he's fast, he's joking because he knows he's not that fast.
He was saying that he's fast.
He's like,
he was talking about the video games.
40.
And he's like, they always make me so slow. I'm way faster than that. I'll race Chad
Every
Pennington.
Player does
I'll
that.
Race Chad OG Pennington
race
anytime.
Chad Pennington.
Well,
I guess you got it. I think he's probably faster than Chad Pennington.
I'll arm wrestle him.
Pennington
Chad
only
Pennington,
ruined
like,
his
he's
arm,
got,
not his legs.
I don't know, man. I think he's got extra metal over here. If he runs too long, it'll be a big circle.
He's pretty stationary.
I think that's it. I mean,
he can throw a bullet like 12 yards.
And he can get carried by his lineman up to the line.
That was Leftwich, not Pennington.
Oh, we were talking about Leftwich?
For that second, we were talking. Leftwich can bomb.
Yeah, Leftwich can chuck it, but Pennington has like
can throw the ball.
A 14 and a half yard range on his.
I think he could throw 20 yards.
Maybe.
And he's probably the only starter who cannot throw the long ball.
Who?
Chad Pennington.
Oh, yeah.
In the entire league. And they won't sit him.
No,
well,
they're
you
not
got Brooks
starters.
Bollinger. I mean, you just got to buy
I know,
your
but
time.
He's, I mean, they must love him there because they
Chad
know.
Pennington?
Yeah.
It's called No Other Options. And he wins
pick
games.
Pick you
so.
Up. I know. How? Who knows? Because he's a winner that came out of Marshall. Oh, Byron. One year after one another.
Yep. All right, we're going to move on to a new segment here on Fourth and Goal. It's called Over Under. What's going to happen is I'm going to go through.
That's what we get every time. We just get the
over,
high.
Under.
Be over, like the late show with David Letterman.
We need, we need something for everything.
But what I'm going to do, how this works, is I'm going to go through, list all the teams, and have a number next to them or something that's going to happen, and you guys are going to say quickly and just maybe a quick reason
why.
We're
going to go through all 32 teams
over under. Yeah, this one's going to be a long one. And then after this, we'll have this segment. It'll be shorter.
Segment.
But
there'll be things based on the week, probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll do it based on games.
Sounds
or
so.
Some random news things, I'm sure too, like what you were saying.
Yeah. So
a fun little thing to mess around with.
We're going to start messing around. We're just going to go clockwise right around the table.
I have a feeling gambling may start from this.
It could. It could. Definitely could. It
could. Well, I mean,
I'll set the point.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time before Craig puts a point on it.
All right. Indianapolis Colts. Last year, they were dead last in the league, averaging, I think they gave up 170 yards rushing per game. This year, the over-under set on 150 rushing yards allowed. Craig?
They're going to allow more. Over.
Definitely over.
Over.
Wow.
They do not have a defensive line. Over.
All right. Okay. So, doom on the Colts.
Are you going to write it and, like, keep it for any kind of record or no? Because you're not going to go back.
I guess I could. Hold on. Let me format this.
Here we go.
More work.
What does that mean?
Wait a minute. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why don't you just write plus, 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 or minus, minus, minus?
Yeah, we all know what order we sit. We sit in the same order.
Wow. Look at that. You actually had to scratch it out. Like, they're going to see it.
They are on the inside.
Shut your mouth. All right, Jacksonville Jaguars.
You don't get to do one?
No, I'm just going to.
Okay.
He's the moderator.
Leftwich plays 8 games. Over, under.
That's a good one. Oh, no. Under.
Yeah, I kind of have to go under on that one, too.
Wow.
Under, yeah.
I'll be different, say over.
Okay. I was about to say, everyone's sweating me.
Okay. Houston Texans, they give up 64 sacks this season. That's 4 sacks a game.
Over.
I'll say under. I think they maybe
65, write it down.
Teams are getting 60 last year, hitting 60, so.
I'm going to go with under on this one.
Reggie, $10 on this.
I'm going to go with over.
Over, all right.
Oh.
Tennessee Titans. Oh, no.
Was it a $50? Was it?
No, it was $10.
Oh, I thought
it was $10 on the over under because he went under on the sacks and I went over. What is it, 64?
64. Vince Young. Vince Young plays 4 games before the Madden curse takes effect.
Over 6 games.
I say over. It'll probably be a minor injury towards the end of the season.
Normally they get injured before the season.
Yeah, so. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under 2 games.
Whoa, I'll say over. The 4 games is a little much.
See, that system's really good.
All right. That's Cuba, this one's for you. Dolphins, do they finish 500?
I'm gonna go first, so we keep not to screw
it's,
up the thing.
Yeah, it's clockwise. I just
he lied to you.
This one was just for you.
The thing in order.
No, just a little teaser.
Under 6 wins.
No, I say over.
Yeah.
How many did they win last year? Like 2.
I'm gonna go. What is it? 6
Dolphins.
Games.
Dolphins finish 500.
500.
8. That's 8.
Under.
Nah.
Under.
Oh, right.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
New England Patriots Super Bowl.
That's not an over-under.
Sure, we'll put it at
Super
half
Bowl
a Super
or
Bowl.
Not.
Under.
Oh, I think they're definitely getting there. Over.
Oh, the getting to the game or winning it?
No, winning it. Who's your... do you think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
From right now, yeah. I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, over.
Under.
I don't know.
All right.
I think they're gonna, no one ever
there's,
wins.
There's almost
too
much.
To.
There's so almost too much talent on the
it's
team.
Very
it's just
rare
like the Redskins
that they
curse. They every year the Redskins get all these great players and then they suck.
No, they get great players.
I know it's different.
Prime,
I know
whatever.
It's different. I know it's different.
J.P. Losman, Buffalo Bills. Does he finish the season with a quarterback rating of over 85?
Even.
I wanted to say that earlier. I didn't.
85.
It's called a push.
Evens.
I say under.
Over.
Oh.
Over.
I was going to go with that, but then I'm like.
They put up a stat that last night, he's one of the most accurate. He's the second most accurate long ball thrower in the league. Did not know that.
Chad Pennington, does he play 10 games?
Oh, over.
Yeah, I'll say over on that one, too.
We just got done talking about how he's broken.
Well, he's not.
Oh, no, absolutely, he's metal.
He's repaired. He's jacked.
I'm gonna have to go even on this one.
We can't rebuild him. Pollard?
He said 10 games. I want to go even. I think he's going to play about 10 games this year.
All right.
It ain't about. It's either 10 or you lose.
No.
With the new spread offense, does Big Ben throw for 4,000 yards?
4,000?
He threw for 3,500 and he didn't start like four games last year. So
A lot of quarterbacks can get over four.
I know they can, but like last year there was only the top handful were over 4,000. Under.
He didn't start. Yeah, he didn't start.
Okay. Under. Doesn't Tom? Oh, Tomlin does
the
spread.
They're doing the
spread
offense.
Over. Yeah, I think you'll definitely get it.
That's definitely over.
Over.
Under.
I knew it. I should have bumped it up to five. Whatever.
Well, 5,000? No way. That's under easy.
If he does, we go 6-10. Even if he's.
I know.
There's very few seasons that anyone has gone over 5,000.
Yeah, I know. But even if he does,
I think Marino's got one of the only ones.
Drew Brees did it last year.
5,000.
Pretty
get,
sure.
Get on, you know he didn't.
It's a corrections rejections.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, no.
Is this it?
All right.
Make your statement. Shut your mouth. Make your statement.
Statement.
It's not off. It doesn't go off.
No, it's not off.
5,000 you're going to say because
I'm
saying 4,500.
I'll say 5,000. I will say that
this is going to require an apology from one of you.
Maybe.
Next week. No, not maybe. You're saying he didn't.
I'm saying he did not get over 5,000.
So whichever one of you is wrong has to apologize, Nick.
There you go.
Do it right now. Just you can do the. You can just sort it right by the yard. So.
Oh, is that the way NFL.com? I've never done it before.
Oh, I see it already. 44-18.
Oh, look at that. Drew Brees, New Orleans, 44-18.
So what did I say? 45. So I was pretty close.
Well. Michael
Thomas. Well, I apologize, Craig. I was wrong.
Oh, I don't want it now.
No,
I don't want it now.
We're going to have to do it during.
And wait, how many guys were over four? So five guys were over?
Right. That's just the top five.
I see that, but the last one was at 41, right?
40-35.
Yeah, 40-35.
See, the elite are over 4,000 every year.
I was trying to say if he's going to be the elite.
I think that number was. No, I think that was a good number.
Roethlisberger threw 35-13.
No, that's fine. I think 4,000 was a good number to pick for the over under because I think that's a good number for a fucking passer to get.
All right, whatever. Moving on. Brady Quinn, does he start four games this year?
Under.
Noise now.
Under.
I think under as well. I don't think he's
going to go under.
That's what I do.
Under. I don't think he starts at all this year.
Bengals. Three players arrested. Over, under.
Over.
Oh, that's easy. That's over.
I want to go even.
Three players, I say over. I say
three
over. Three, if they can do nine in 1 year, 11 arrests, nine different people. Chris Henry got three.
They can cut it by 50% and still be well over.
Yeah. All right, McGahee switched teams. In Buffalo, he had his three seasons. He had 13 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, and 5 touchdowns, I'm pretty sure, in order. So does he get 10 now that he's with the Ravens?
Even.
I'm going to say even, but I hope for over because he's on my fantasy team.
Oh, do you now?
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say he breaks his leg in week 4.
I was screwing up the – you said even, right, Craig?
I did.
And then when you said over, even – or under?
Over, under, yeah.
You
should
have 25 on this next one. You can change it right now.
No, LT gets 20 touchdowns.
Over. Total, right? Receiving?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over.
I'll say – yeah, over, but not by a lot.
25.
Over.
Over.
Okay. Denver Broncos, 140 rushing yards per game.
Over.
Even.
It's a factory.
I'm going to go under.
You would.
Mike Bell and Travis Henry, over.
They'll make it happen. There's another Bell there, too.
Kansas City Chiefs, two quarterbacks starting, two different quarterbacks starting throughout the season, plus or minus.
Who?
The Kansas City Chiefs, two quarterbacks.
I got to go even because I think that it will be two.
All right, there's three fighting for it.
Damon Hurd, Brody Croyle, and who was the other?
No, there's not three. There's only Damon Hurd and Brody Croyle.
I forget the other guy. There's the third guy in practice that they're competing for. It's pretty much just the Damon Hurd and Croyle.
Here's the thing, though. Damon's going to start until he just.
That might not be true.
They gave him $60 million or something
like
that.
Yeah, but Croyle's outperforming him a little bit.
Well, Croyle was a good rookie from last year.
And Herm Edwards is very. He's very high on Crow. Yeah, but he's the one that makes the choice. Cuba?
I say over.
More than two?
You're going to say three quarterbacks?
Oh. No. Sorry. Even then. I think it'll be between the two.
I'm going to go even.
I'm going to say even.
I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't gotten there yet, but they haven't updated the depth chart yet.
Oakland Raiders, four wins.
Under.
Even.
Oh.
Over.
You want to,
hey, Raiders 4 wins?
$10?
Under.
You said over 4. I said under 4.
All right.
$20.
$20.
Give me two asterisks next to the two we bet on. The sacks. We bet on the sacks.
If it's a push, do I get the money?
You get absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay.
There's Casey Printers.
You can get in for some action, side action.
You want in on it?
That's actually the only other. Casey Printers is the only other quarterback in Kansas City.
I think that Damon is going to get the start, but I'm hoping that
Damon will get the start, but I think Croyle will finish the season.
Interesting, because they just paid Damon a lot.
No. But if he's not winning games, you got to upset him.
He won games last year.
Eli Manning, quarterback for the New York Giants. Does he finish with a quarterback rating over, under, over or under 80?
Over.
He didn't last year.
I know, he was in the 70s, he was in the high 70s.
I say right? Under.
He was in the high 70s, right?
He was like 75 or 77.
I thought it was like 78.
Under.
Yeah.
Over.
I think he's going to have a slightly better year than last year, to be honest.
Not without Tiki.
I understand that, but I think that he'll throw less picks.
Ruben Jones is a less talented Tiki. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be a less talented person.
Well, that's true.
Okay, let's see. Eagles, McNabb starts 11 games.
Yeah, over. Over. All of them.
Under.
Damn.
He hasn't finished the year.
I know.
I'm going under with this one as well.
I had drafted him in another league, so over.
I wouldn't place the wager on this one, that's for sure.
All right, this one's an odd one. Terrell Owens, he gets in the news twice this season about something that has nothing to do with football. Or stuff that takes place off the field. Like he's a drama in the locker room, or he tries to commit suicide.
You mean
or something
football
like that.
Related, but not on field.
Well, he
drama.
Gets in the news that has something to do with not happening on Sunday.
Okay, so not on the field drama.
Right.
He's going to impregnate a woman.
Like, we're talking about something like major. It's not like T.O. went to
missed
children's
camp
or something.
If it creates a buzz.
Okay, I'll say over.
I'm going to go under. I think he's going to be quiet this year.
I'm going to say even. Even Steven. It's going to be one huge one and one tiny one.
All right, Redskins, 5 wins.
Fudge.
With the talent they have on that team, it should be more.
Over 7.
Whoa.
I said it.
In the East?
I'll say even.
Did you say over?
I said over, son.
Over, even.
I'm going to go over.
Over.
I like even. I think 5 wins is a good number for the Redskins.
All right, Buccaneers, they finished 500.
Nope.
Under. Are you kidding? I'll be shocked.
Under. That's a funny question.
Under.
They win the Super Bowl.
Under.
Because we're good.
It's kind of what they did that year that they did win. It was like, they don't have a chance.
And they won a bunch
of
games.
Yeah, but their defense was highly touted at least.
Falcons, over, under, 150 passing yards a game.
Well.
150?
Yeah.
Just offense?
Yeah.
Passing. Just, not offense, but passing.
Yeah, passing yards again.
I know, but that's bad.
Who do they have?
Harrington. Joe Harrington, over.
Exactly.
Over.
I say over.
He's got to.
I got to go over.
He's going to throw for 80 yards a game.
If you said 250, that might be different, but no, over.
Can you check the stat for what they did last year per game?
Okay. All right.
It's probably not good.
Saints, Bush gets 700 yards rushing.
Over. 850.
I'll say over.
945.
I'm going to go over as well.
1,000.
How many yards? 700 yards rushing?
He had 585 last year.
I know.
And he's getting more touches, so says.
Over.
And he juked the pants out of some of your Steelers.
Panthers, 500.
6 yards.
6 yards is awesome on first down, what?
They couldn't convert it.
Well, the Panthers finished at 500.
Oh, shit. Over 9 wins.
Even.
I'm going to go even as well.
Even. I think they finished in 500 last year, so even.
No, I think they were 9-7.
Oh, that's right. They're NFC, so yeah, 9-7 would have to be where it have to be. I forgot they missed the playoffs by one game.
No, they made the playoffs.
No, they didn't. They missed the playoffs
on
last year.
On Delhomme's stat thing, it said a little playoff loss.
No, they didn't. The people who made the playoffs were the three from the NFC East, and then the two wild cards were from the NFC East.
Okay. 49ers, 10 wins.
Even. What? I'll say under.
Because you're a fool.
No, I'll go over.
Well, you're a fool, too.
What's the question? I'm trying to do this over here.
49ers, 10 wins.
Even.
Yeah.
All right, this is kind of more of a yes-no, so push it that way. But Seattle Seahawks, they make the playoffs?
No.
Out of the West?
I say yeah.
I was confused by the question.
I'm going to say no.
Really? You think the 49ers are going to oust them?
I think so.
He just said they're going to win more than 10 games.
I said even on 10.
Oh, he did.
I do think that the 49ers are the up-and-coming team this year coming out of there.
And the Cardinals.
10 wins is going to be enough probably.
In the NFC, if they I believe
the Seahawks make it?
The Seahawks make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, because they could wild card.
Easily. I mean, they'll win 9 games almost guaranteed.
All right, the Cardinals.
They got a decent quarterback and a great quarterback if he's healthy, actually.
Actually, before you do that, go to the Cardinals schedule before you find out how many rushing yards the passing yards the Falcons had last year. Because they have the Cardinals open up with a very hard schedule. They play
San Fran. They play 2 division games: Baltimore, the Steelers, the Rams, the Panthers, the Redskins, Tampa Bay, the Lions. They have a 3-game streak where they can actually beat both.
The Cardinals don't win their first game until. Was it week 6 before they play an easy team?
They win week 2 and week 4.
I'd say the Panthers is their first easy.
What is that?
It could be.
I have it here 5 weeks before they win.
Their bye isn't in there, so I don't know.
Their bye is on week 6 or 7.
Under. They're going to beat the Seattle Seahawks and the Steelers.
I say even.
I'm going to go under.
Under.
Oh, wow.
I pay attention to that team a lot. They're not good.
wait. Under means that they're going to win before.
I think they can actually beat either the Seahawks or the Rams.
Steelers.
I don't think they'll beat the Steelers.
The Rams, averaging 28 points a game, over under.
Shit, man. That's a tough number. Under. It's hard to average that many.
I know. The Rams will average 28 points a game.
Let me say, I hope that they do, and they're all Stevie Jackson.
Me too. I wish they're all thrown.
I say
but
under.
Thrown to Stevie Jackson?
It's fine with me until I play you.
They're all thrown to Stevie Jackson until they're all thrown to Torrey Holt when he plays you.
Under.
I have Bulger. Under?
No, it's Bulger.
But Steven, he catches a shitload of their passes.
Huh? I wasn't arguing that. I was saying
Bulger's the top quarterback, so.
Under. I don't think they'll not averaging 28 points a game. Okay. In the 20s, but not averaging.
Grossman, over under 3 games with a quarterback rating of under 50.
Oh, no. 3 games. Under 50. It's so hard to do that. He had three in style, right?
He had 0-1.
26.
Something in the teen. He had a bunch last year.
I'm going to go over because I think he'll have like 5 games of real donkiness.
I'll go over as well.
Reggie thinks he's going to clean it up.
Even.
Even?
Yeah.
Pollard?
Sorry, I was not paying attention. Oh, Grossman. Yeah, over.
All right.
What was that Falcons number?
It's 2,371 yards. They don't have a per game.
2,300 out of 6. Ooh, dang. That's not good.
No, go to ESPN. I'm pretty sure I...
That is
ESPN
close.
Does do it.
2,300 divided by 16. That's close.
I know, because I based this number off of what they got last
because
year.
I think last year
was something around 170.
Yeah, it was right about
that.
Yeah,
it has to be that if they got over 1,000 yards per running back and quarterback together.
No, passing.
I know, but I'm saying to get that running, you've got to be doing less passing.
The 23 divided by 16 should be close to close to 150.
All right. Pollard's going to continue looking at that. Detroit Lions, 10 wins.
Under.
Definitely under.
Reggie wants to go even.
I'm going to go under.
Pollard?
But he wants to go even.
Say what?
Detroit Lions, 10 wins.
Oh, under. Sorry.
I'm under as well.
All right. This one doesn't – it pertains to this season, but it also goes in the future. But Favre plays 2 more years. Brett Favre.
No. Under. 2 more years. This
are you including
this year and then next year?
This is
year.
Last year.
I think he does play. I'll say even. I think he plays 2 more years.
Nope.
Got to go under.
Under. He's not playing 2 more years.
This is it. All right.
This is our last.
He might be the type of guy who will actually break the record and then go sit down.
I could see that.
I think
happening.
He might do that.
I could see that.
He throws that touchdown.
Yeah, but if he's going for yards, he's going to have to play all season.
That's true. But he's only got a couple more.
That's like Mr. 3000.
Right? That's when we need a webcam to see him go. He throws that touchdown then.
That is, his fingers
needs,
in the air.
But the thing is, he needs 3,500 yards.
He needs to get. He's going to have to play most of the season.
He threw for 38 last year, so yeah.
If he gets both of those, he's not.
It does not have that number on.
You
him,
have to go
close.
To the NFL stats, or just use your calculator.
Well, I went to the NFL. It's ESPN.
You go to the. You, there's an ESPN NFL stat thing, and it shows it right next to it.
I don't know where that is.
Go to the NFL drop-down menu.
Well, we figured it out. It's close to 160 yards. We don't need to do this again.
Last one, Minnesota Vikings. Tavares Jackson finishes with a quarterback rating of 70 over under.
Well, that's an interesting one, only because I don't think he's going to play the whole season. And when you have a limited sampling of games, it gets tough.
Well, if your sampling of games includes you getting sat, usually your quarterback rating is low.
It's bad. Wow, I'm going to go under.
Under.
I don't know who else they're going to go to, so I'm going to say over.
Well, way to skip your turn, buddy.
I don't. Whatever.
I'm
going to
go under.
I go before him.
Going under.
Under.
I'm at least.
You said part white. You said over, right?
I said over. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll play the whole season.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it.
That was fun.
That was it. We did all the teams. We got everything. We've got a couple bets stemming from it. We're going to keep this sheet. We're going to keep this information somewhere.
I think Reggie owes me like $20 from other bets.
We'll pull that out at the end of the season and see how dumb we are.
Yep. Okay, so that's going to be it for this first portion of Fourth and Goal. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have our roundtable discussion, and that's going to probably take a while, so that's probably going to be the rest of the show. But
maybe not. Who knows?
Nah. We'll figure it out. Stick around. While you're waiting, go to fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. Also, send us an email at fourthandgoalshow@gmail.com.
While you're waiting. Your pay makes no noise.
No one has to know.
For us.
I like to let the
microphone on my room.
I like to let the listeners know what's going on.
Yeah. All right. I wish they were listening.
We got some. You listeners out there, take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back to Fourth and Goal. Hope you enjoyed your short break. You got to watch some Iron Man footage, and it was you geeked out a little bit.
Oh my god, it was awesome!
It was great.
So excited!
Excited about that. But let's get back into sports, kicking gears into the second segment here of Fourth and Goal. We're going to do our roundtable discussion.
Ba-dum-bum.
Got a couple news stories we're going to go through, but first let's get some just sports related stuff out of the way. Now I'm not as familiar with this first story as a couple other people here, but. The topic is, should any PGA golfer talk smack with the exception of Tiger? Now, I know Craig and Cuba can explain this story a little bit better than me. Are you
serious? Is that fucking rain? It's
thunder. What?
Thunder.
That was, like, ridiculously loud out of nowhere.
I know it's Florida. I mean, we should never be surprised about rain in Florida.
I have to walk the dog, like, a minute ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to be wet.
And still here.
All the way out to visitor park.
On to the golf.
You saw that guy checking.
Yeah, the only time I ever park out there is if I see the dude doing the right.
He checks license plates.
Who does?
There's a guy in a security outfit.
We're in a cop.
Oh, you guys
outfit.
Are screwed.
No, we parked in Guest, but.
Oh, Reggie didn't. He's screwed. Not that I know.
The last two times I've been here,
he leaves his car there like 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I've never.
Oh, you don't have a sticker?
No.
Are there stickers?
He doesn't
there
live
are.
Here, according to them.
But that's right. But what happened is when they moved in, the security guard told us there was like as long as you park right there, as long as you're not like right up against the building,
that's no big deal.
I saw him check one car in that. Area.
He's never
right
even
there,
gotten a sticker.
So often they probably don't even look at it.
Yeah, probably.
They just know it.
He must live here.
All right. Well, anyway, let's go ahead. Maybe you guys talk about this. The golf story.
So what happened was I forget which tournament it was exactly, but last March. Maybe he won the Bridgestone, but I'm talking about the one last March. Roy Sabatini went up against Tiger Woods, and he got close to him, but Tiger still beat him, and then which should have told him something. He shouldn't have said anything after
that.
Then
he came out with a gem.
Yeah. Afterwards, he's like, I think Tiger Woods is as beatable now as he has been ever, and you know, pretty much made it sound like Tiger Woods is not as
garbage.
Not Tiger Woods. So over the weekend, they were both tied. I think they were even on Sunday at the start of the Sunday round, both of them. Or
I hope it wasn't 65. Tied because Tiger won by 8.
Tiger shot
no,
a 65,
and
Rory
effed
up.
Destroyed.
They might have been tied at negative something, and Sabatini went up positive. And
well,
Tiger
Sabatini ended up at even.
I know, he went up.
So, and then Tiger went to minus 8, and it was awesome. It was just great to see him talk smack. I mean, the moral of the story is, don't talk smack against Tiger Woods in golf.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Don't.
Nobody in golf should be talking smack unless you have won a considerable amount of A, tournaments, and then B, or no, A, majors, then B, tournaments. Because that's how you prove that you've come to the table in golf, is winning majors and then normal tournaments. Well, Tiger has 12 majors, most of any active player, and 58 total tour wins, most of any active player. Rory Sabatini has won
four
PGA Tour things, which is great for like a normal person, but to make a statement like that's like in basketball, that'd be like Ron Harper saying, "I don't even know why LeBron James shoots. It doesn't even make sense to me. He shouldn't do that. He should never shoot ever because he's not good at it." I mean, what kind of ridiculous? Or in football, it would be like a Joey Harrington questioning Peyton Manning's throw stroke.
Yeah,
saying I don't think he's got good mechanics. He's got bad mechanics. It's just proven.
And it's one thing to say, you know, like I think Tiger Woods is at a place where I can beat him, as opposed to where he's very beatable now. You know, it's kind of there's you're saying similar things, but way different.
To say it in a season where he's won already four tournaments or something like that?
Four or five, yeah. I mean,
he doesn't enter many.
Well, he's well ahead of in the FedEx standings. I mean,
yeah.
He's so far out of reach.
Rory Sabatini is a fruitcaker, and I mean that in all the ways.
There's nothing wrong with thinking that you can beat Tiger Woods because, I mean, you need to think that
you can mentally compete, prepare yourself for that match, that pairing.
Don't say it in the media. Yeah,
you don't go up to a camera and a microphone and say,
you know what,
Tiger's not really that good. I've been matching him stroke for stroke this entire time. You know what? I can beat him. It's fine.
And then as soon as you
elevates. Yeah,
and it was nasty. He was chipping.
He should have sent him like a fruit basket. Like thanks for elevating my game.
They had the same shots on a couple of holes, and he just brushed right by him.
Try to think to yourself that pairing doesn't have any mental effect on your game, but don't say it doesn't.
Yeah,
because then you're not only dooming yourself for it to happen. But then it's just known that you're a dumbass for saying it out loud. I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
All right. Barry Bonds, switching gears to baseball. He just hit 755. He's going for the record. He's trying to break the record tonight. I haven't heard what his
I don't think he's done it yet.
What his status
that's not the right
is.
Channel.
I mean, the TV's on HBO. Pollard's kind of surfing the internet, but not really. We'll find out. If we hear anything, we'll say it. But does anyone care?
Live.
Headline on ESPN is History on Deck.
That's because he might hit it, man.
Yeah,
he might.
I mean, to be honest with you, I really don't care. Because I hate Barry Bonds. He's not.
I just want it over with.
I want it over with because I'm tired of him taking all the spotlight. Yeah. But did anybody see Bud Selig's face when he hit 755?
Really?
It was awesome.
And he said he's not going to be there for the next
three games.
He just looked kind of stoic. Like,
that's an old man who can't be living out of a suitcase. He's been living out of a suitcase for the last, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Screw that. No one should give Bud Selig a hard time. And he wasn't joking when he said, I've given no less than a Herculean effort for this. Oh, come on, dude.
Come on.
The dude's like 70 years old, and he's traveling around from city to city with a baseball team just to sit in the freaking box.
I'm sure he's penthousing it the whole way.
Regardless of how old he is or anything like that, it's baseball, and no matter what you feel about Barry Bonds, the fact is this is the most cherished sport in baseball, probably in all of sports, and you're the commissioner.
Cherished record is what you meant to say, right?
What'd I say?
Cherish sport in all sports. But
whatever. Cherish record in all the sports. Bud Selig needs to be there. Yeah. And he's taking 3 weeks off. Okay, you know, he's going to look really bad if he's not there when he breaks the record.
Right.
Tying the record's one thing. Breaking it's something totally different.
I mean, I don't think he's going to look any worse than he already has.
He said he's going to miss three games.
Yeah.
And they announced who's going to represent it, and it's like some office worker and then a retired player.
He gets the mail.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't blame Bud Selig at all. I'm not excited about this record. I know people who probably like baseball are probably excited about where he breaks it, when he breaks it. You know,
the guy who caught the 755 ball was pretty excited.
Yeah, because that's money.
What was funny is right next to him, there was two people holding up asterisk signs.
Yeah,
you saw it, everybody's like, right going to be doing that. TV. I mean, no, but
yeah, everybody's
just
holding up
asterisk
signs.
The ball lands there, and then there's the asterisk.
Obviously don't want him to have it. I've always said that, you know, I feel he stole it. But
there's the hope that he won't have it for long.
Correct, because A-Rod is the youngest player. He also got to 500. He broke his little drought, got to 500, and he's the youngest player to ever reach it. And
which is a big deal.
It's a big deal. What did he beat? He beat Barry Bonds by...
I don't know.
I thought it was a long time, and then I saw like 8 months. And
yeah, it was... That's not that much.
A season.
Yeah. With what A-Rod...
I thought it was like a long time.
No,
but
what A-Rod needs to do is not pull a Ken Griffey and get hurt and have like a couple hurt seasons.
Correct,
because Ken Griffey would be up
Ken
there
Griffey
with
would
Bonds
be right there with Bonds if
he
didn't
had
have
never
this.
Gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Shit, he might have been better because I mean, he was the home run king.
I think I saw
and
a stat
he was most
on
likely
on,
clean.
I think it was on ESPN or something. All A-Rod has to do is clean. Average like 32-33 home runs for the next couple seasons. I mean, you know,
that's like 8 years. He needs 50 the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's just simple
like
math.
13, but
that's incorrect.
No,
that's
that
not
can't
even right.
Be.
He needs 250
maybe,
something.
Maybe it's something like 13 to do it, and by the time he's Bonds his age.
No, because
yeah,
he's 30. That's incorrect because he's 30 years old, and Bonds is 43. So 13 times 13 is not 250.
Well, I was just trying to reason with why it would be 30. He needs 13.
He needs to get another 250 and change.
No, I said 13 years.
13 years of hitting how many? Oh,
no, I was just saying it's going to take him 13 years.
He saw 13 home runs.
No, 13
too.
Home runs a
no,
year is
I don't
not,
think it's only going to take. I think it's only going to take him 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, the other big thing that happened in baseball is Tom Glavine got 300 wins as a starting pitcher, and this is something that we might not see again for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
All right. Because all the major pitchers that were around when we were growing up are all old, and they're not going to get it. The closest one I think is Randy. He might not play
he's
another
20
game.
Away.
Yeah.
So
he's 20 out, I think, right?
Yeah.
But he's probably not going to play again.
He's not going
to
make it.
And there,
Pedro's
100
off.
Yeah, but they're not. He's not going to make it.
That's far. Yeah.
There's, and if you think about it, you have to win. You know, even if you win 15, 20, even if you win 20 games,
you got to do it.
You
got to
do it over
15 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
When you really look at it, it is an elite club. There's only 23 MLB pitchers in it, but I still think the 600 club in baseball's home runs is more elite. Well, it is more
it's
elite
more elite,
by
but I think there's going to be there's people playing now that we have a very, very strong feeling are going to break it, and it's
right.
Not really a matter if, it's a matter of when. Whereas this 300 thing, it could be another like generation before we see somebody else do it.
I believe right. That's correct.
Well, that's why it was such a huge deal when Clemens went past 350 earlier in the season.
Yeah, but he'll never touch the Cy Young.
He's at 7 something, but that was
but
back
I know,
that was
I know,
dead
I know.
Ball era baseball.
They did
that's
different
thing.
Things,
different rules.
All right. We're going to switch gears to football, back to you know, the main topic, whatever. Will Culpepper reinvent himself in Oakland?
Yes.
How?
I believe that he's going to get his feet under him. Stop throwing directly to the secondary of the opposite team and have not a modest season, but a mild. Like the salsa you don't really want to buy because it's not spicy enough to mix in the queso. That kind of season. You know, right in there. I think he'll throw, I don't know, I hope, actually. This is more of a hope because I like him. Maybe 2,500 yards, maybe 18 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. That's not really great, but... That's enough for Oakland, because what did they have last year? Walter was...
He was...
His TDINT was lopsided.
Kiba?
I honestly don't think so. I think he's just going to have...
You're a hater, because he was in the Dolphins and
no,
he didn't do shit. You're a
not,
hater!
It's not even that, really, because I don't really blame him for what happened last year. I blame the coaching staff for putting him in when they put him in. But
that's right.
He's already throwing interceptions Dante! Again in training camp. You know, I mean...
It's because those DBs are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell yourself.
If you're throwing interceptions against the Oakland Raiders defense in training camp, I think that's bad. I think he'll try to run or scramble, and somebody will hit him, and he'll get hurt again, and he'll be out. I just don't think he's going to have a good season.
Reggie?
I think we may see the old Dante come back this season. You know,
this season? The old Dante? Dante? Yeah, coming back this season.
The good Dante's never coming back.
No, I think it's possible. I think it's
4,700 yard Dante.
Well, not that much, but coming back.
Not with that team. That's not with that team. Sure, who they have? Mike Williams? Is that
but
their
he won't be throwing.
He's ever going to throw for 4,700 yards and 39 touchdowns ever again.
Not without Chris Chambers and Randy Moss, the young Randy Moss before he was
Chris Carter.
Yeah, Chris Carter. I'm sorry.
Well, I think, but I think he'll show a resurgence of his capabilities.
If he breaks 20 touchdowns, I'll be shockified.
Pollard, did you have anything else to?
No, he will not be back to the way he'll be back to the way he was when he was pitching bullets to the secondary because he's still doing that.
Yeah, I don't think Oakland is the place where he can come back and have a be back on par for a
What do you know?
Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame, whatever. Because well, their line first off, he needs to have some protection. He can't be running around anymore, and that line is not gonna cut it. He's not gonna have any protection. He's gonna be forced to make those quick throws. Plus, he has no help around him. But what he might be able to do this year is perform well enough where next year he can sign with a better team that could give him
1 year only.
Because I don't even I'd be shocked if Culpepper finishes the season as a starter. I think he's going to start the season the year out as a starter, and after a couple games they're going to be losing, and there's going to be too much pressure.
Inappropriately blames him for the losses.
Jamarcus Russell is going to get thrown in
the rest of the games,
and he's going to lose the rest of them.
But Culpepper might be able to perform well enough to interest in our team. Because that's really what he said. His statement was, I want to prove to everyone in the league, oh, yeah, and then the Raiders, that I can play this sport again. And so I think that's the best he can hope for, is that he has a not terrible year. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not looking like that's going to happen.
And he hopes some quarterback in the NFL has a worse year than him. And then he will be at that team, hopefully.
Yeah.
That is his plan.
He's like,
it's partially dependent on him.
He has a business
partially
plan.
Partially dependent on the...
Since he doesn't have an agent, that's his actual business plan. He wrote it down, and he... My business plan.
He's auditioning for Jacksonville and Tampa Bay.
It's spelled B-I-D-N-E-S-S. My business plan.
I was thinking B-I-D-N-E-Z. My business plan. Somebody else is going to do bad. I'm going to do all right. I'm moving to the hot weather.
He'll come back and be a coach at UCF.
It's cold here. Where are them chicks on the boat? I want titties.
Can Willis McGahee restart his career, get back on track in Baltimore?
No.
No? Why?
I don't know. I don't want him to. I don't like him for some reason, but I do. I do and I don't. I like how he bounced back from an injury that usually doesn't make sense, the rubber knee that I saw him get hit. And I like that he got drafted with a rubber knee. That means he's got a workhorse. I don't know. I feel like he was really bad with the media in Buffalo. He got real fed up with that. And
he hated that
Buffalo.
He hated that city.
I know,
so
but they're
bad.
Fucking paying you millions
of
dollars.
You don't
shut
say
up.
That kind of shit.
It wasn't the city.
Live in the off season somewhere else,
well,
you dummy.
He basically said, the only thing to do in town is go to Applebee's. The women were ugly. And the only thing he could do is sit in and play video games in his home.
Well, fuck you, because they gave you like $4.5 million to do that.
That might be the best thing for a player of
these days,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You don't have anything to do with Baltimore.
From where he's from.
How many Buffalo players have you heard getting arrested in Buffalo?
Exactly.
Nothing to do. Because
you can get drunk and walk home and nobody cares.
Nope. Yep. You just go lay in a snowbank and you're fine.
I think he was a bitch about that media stuff, and that's really why I started to not like him. I liked his play style, although it tapered off bad. But
well, he stopped getting anything towards the end of last
year. He might have a resurgence because they're going to give him touches. I mean, he's going to get the ball.
That's almost the exact same offensive line that got Jamal Lewis 2,000 yards.
1,200 yards for Willis McGahee.
And
eight touchdowns.
Maybe I'm not saying
1,208.
Okay. That's actually a good number because I don't like him and I don't like that team.
Who has him on the fantasy? Who's starting him?
I have him. I don't
20
know
minutes ago
him.
You said he was going to get 10 touchdowns.
I said 10. I thought I said 8.
You said even.
Oh.
Ah.
I thought it. Oh, I want 8. No, don't change it.
Is that one of the bet ones?
No.
No. No, we bet on the Raiders. We bet on the Sacks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You said the Raiders are going to win more than 4 games. Fool.
Retard.
How many did they win last year? Like 1?
2.
They you want them to double their production with a worse team?
Anything is
any
possible.
Given
he hung
Sunday.
His head.
Yeah,
they had two of those
last year.
Hey, by default, they have a much better coach. So
that's because Art Shell is one of the worst coaches of all time.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
But how can you say he's better?
He perpetuates
because Archell is awful.
I'm better
you
than
can't
Archell.
Come on, Lane Kiffin, seriously? He can turn out to be much worse than Archell was. Archell,
he's going to have to have
given Archell. I hate Archell because I saw
him. He doesn't know how to use his timeouts.
He doesn't know how to use his voice. He would sit there on the sideline, and anytime somebody would screw up, he'd write their name down on the name pad. Are you kidding me? What kind of pussy coach does that shit? Come on, Archell was a Hall of Fame. Was he offensive lineman?
I have no idea. He's fat.
He played for the.
He's in the Hall of Fame of not coaching because that's
no. He was a good. He was
a,
good player.
He
played for the Raiders.
He could not coach
the 70s
his
Raiders,
and it's going to take a really strong effort by Kiffin to match his ineptitude at coaching. So.
Ineptitude.
Didn't he like come from like owning a bed and breakfast in North Dakota or something like that? And that was what he was doing?
I'd like
who,
to
Kiffin?
Own a bed and breakfast.
No. Archell.
I don't know.
I heard
he
a story
probably,
about
like,
that. Maybe it was one of their.
That seems like a really good gig.
What?
About bed and breakfast.
Having random people sleep
random
in your
people
house
sleep
every night.
In your house.
No. I don't want to own the. I don't want to live there. I want to own the unit and then.
Oh, you just
get them.
Yeah, but a bed and breakfast is usually the people own
I'm
it.
I'm not going to run
it. There's a lot that have people running it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to cook for people that's just slept in my shit.
But I'll be like, can I have more juice?
What?
No, you can't have more juice.
There's
the fridge is empty.
There.
Get the fuck out.
I'm the owner. What are you doing? Ask the people who run this shit.
You want a biscuit? You make it.
In fact, get me a scotch.
Here's some grits as I throw the powder on them and spit.
All right, and now...
Stir your face, bitch.
We touched about this a little bit. I don't know if you guys have anything more to add, but Michael Irvin cried like a baby.
Oh, I already said my piece.
Embarrassing
for me as a male.
He's got a gorilla nose.
I've cried. I've cried before. I've cried in front of some dudes sometimes, but always about girl stuff. Which makes it almost better for me. And I've cried in front of girls, and every guy does that when they need certain things. So
I don't blame him. Until I've ever been in a position where something that huge happens
whatever.
To me. Hall of Fame.
Woman face like that, I'd slap you when you got off
you
the
do
stage.
That. You do that, but I'll wear my fucking yellow jacket around all the
you
time. All right,
are not
you
can get a yellow jacket.
I'm just saying.
Okay, for your life, what is this big? I know that I can think of some things that I will cry at.
I'll cry when my first child is born, probably.
There you go. I was going to go that.
But
bro,
he was talking about his children.
Okay, so like...
Dude, he was telling his children... The whole time he was crying, he was telling his children not to make the same mistakes he did. That's pretty emotional.
Yeah.
Because he said the first time, first ballot, I didn't get in, and that's what mistakes will do to you. That's what will happen if you make
that's
mistakes.
That's what being not a first ballot Hall of Famer will do to you.
Dude, I think you get a yellow jacket.
You cry behind closed doors with children. You
I don't know, man.
And
I've
stuff
been
and kiss them on the lips.
There are times, like even just watching.
I do not blame him one bit. Maybe not so much. Maybe that's just the way he cries because he has those weird eyes where he has no bottom eyelid.
It just
goes off. There's no because most people cry out of one like at the corners of their eyes, but his was all straight down. It was like a waterfall. But I think it's because he has no bottom eyelids. It's maybe they just in and so everything just.
So now you're making fun of his physical deformities.
He has a face that's not right. Okay, his face.
But I'm.
it is very square like
audio for that.
No, it's very cube like. His face is a serious. It's a cube.
Oh my god, he's ripping! I hope Michael Irvin listens to this and fucks your day up.
Right, I will be happy if Michael.
He's gonna show
him
be like, what do you mean?
I will sue him.
He'll show up. He'll take a hit off his crack pipe and then burn him in the face. Fucking burn him with it.
He's got two.
And then I will take a lot of his money,
following him everywhere.
I will take his money if he does that, and I'll be happy.
He's a big dude.
That's fine. He can beat the shit out of me all I want. I'll go straight to a lawyer's office.
Michael Irvin cried at me.
Michael Irvin hit me in the face with a crack pipe. I want money. Get it to me now.
I want paper, dog.
That's a made-for-TV movie right there.
And that's the title. Michael Irvin hit me in the face with a crack pipe. Now I want
VH1
money.
VH1 now.
Yeah.
They're the kings of the long-ass
names. We need to make a network just for these movies that are coming. The Michael Vick true story of the dog fighting is going to come out. We need a Pac-Man Jones story. We need a... The Cincinnati
Pac-Man
Bengals
Jones will be
story.
Short.
I went to a strip club and then people
Michael
got shot.
Vick played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's actually funny because Cuba is getting some, not you, but the black. The Cuba Gooding Jr. is getting some bad roles.
Yeah, he is. They're all bad. He hasn't been in like a serious
movie. They couldn't get Eddie Murphy to buy on for another one, even though he's the only reason that Daddy Daycare did well. And then they're like, oh no, we can't get Jeff Golick either. Whatever his name is, we need another fat guy. Get another fat guy who's less funny. Get
looks
another
similar.
Black guy who kinda maybe name never has done real comedy ever, but it was terrible.
Him and Wayne Brady should be starring in movies left and right. Just
Wayne Brady, why?
Wayne Brady, I think, got divorced from his white wife, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe he's less white now. I don't know. Because he's pretty much the whitest black guy on the face of the planet.
Bryant.
Which Bumble. Made his...
you win. You win. I lay down my hand.
Look like Malcolm X.
Bryant Gumbel. That was well done. Well done.
He's so white.
Well played.
He's so much whiter than his brother. Greg, the fatter one. He's so much whiter than him. It's like...
Well, Bryant was the bigger one until he had the little bit of... surgery.
He's still.
Then he became like a toothpick.
Skeletor.
He was on the.
I thought you meant bigger
in the broadcast last night with my least favorite person on the planet, right?
Chris
now.
Collins.
He's awful.
That's not what some people write. They write that he is good, and I disagree.
That's because he's on every single analyst show. He just kind of walks backstage and be like, "What's up, peoples?"
He probably makes
NBC,
a jillion dollars.
I hated him before HBO. He was on Guinness Book of World Records TV show. I hated him.
He's a piece of Duke. He was on that show. He's not a good analyst.
He told a pretty funny story about apparently during one of the Hall of Fame games he played in, because he was a receiver for the Bengals. Apparently they did a charity where people would write up a play, and they would bid on how much money. I mean, they would write up a play and bid on getting it played in the Hall of Fame game, and so they did it. But then the guy released it to the newspaper, and it was a play for Chris Collinsworth. It was just like a down and out for him. And so they released it to the newspaper, and he was only in for like three plays. So like the third play, he did the move that they put in the newspaper, and the cornerback just knew it. And apparently he got up and his nose was broken, his face was bleeding everywhere. He's telling this story, and they show the clip, and it didn't look as bad as he was telling it, but they did show him like take off his helmet, and his whole face was red with blood. It was the funniest thing ever. He was just like, that was such a bad idea. And I was like, yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. I've never liked him that much, but he's worked with people who are better than some of the other teams. I really can't stand Boomer.
My least favorite of all time is Joe Theismann. I can't stand Joe Theismann.
He says there's a lot of bad. Joe Theismann isn't terrible, especially when you've got Tony Kornheiser sitting next to him.
No, Boomer's all right. Boomer doesn't talk so much.
No, Boomer's bad.
Boomer is dumb, and Phil Simms is not too bright either.
He's better than Boomer.
I prefer Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
I like because Aikman doesn't talk, and then when he does talk, he says something that's not bad.
He's like, that was a false start. I think somebody's jumped.
Like, right tackle jump there.
Where's my puppets? I need my puppets.
Sometimes I used to false start when I itched. You know, I had a little scratch. Yeah, he doesn't talk that much because Joe Buck's like one of the greatest guys to keep it going. Who's in the boot? It's going to be Tirico, Kornheiser, and Jaworski. Monday Night Football.
Huh? They're bringing back
Michael's
Jaworski.
They brought Jaws.
I'm talking for Monday Night.
I thought
Jaworski is going to be Monday Night with
Tirico,
Tony Kornheiser and Mike Tirico.
Yeah,
Tirico. I felt so bad for Tirico last
Michaels
year because he's good,
and
yet
they're
had
on NBC now.
Theismann and Kornheiser next to him.
Yeah, they're on ESPN for Monday Night.
Who?
I forgot that it's on Monday Night. Night's on ESPN now. I forgot.
Right, Sunday Night is going to be Madden and Michaels on NBC.
Yeah,
which I still think is enjoyable. To listen to, even though I know you don't like Madden at all, right?
No. I don't like
Madden.
Madden
is ridiculous. And I like him now that he's on ESPN, because ESPN, they were like, let's use your video game to show us how to do all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
Stuart Scott's another one where, like, I like him doing, like,
I've not seen him in the booth.
No, he doesn't do the booth anymore. He's been relegated to a sideline reporter. I don't know why.
Because nobody likes him.
No, because I can't stand looking at his eyeball.
Yeah.
His eyeball freaks me out. It didn't used to be so bad, but now it's bigger and...
Well, no, it points down.
It's the humidity on the field. It just moves.
There's like a, he's got a, I don't know what it is, like, he doesn't like.
He's broken eyeball.
He needs to get the plunger and fix that shit before he goes on the air. Somebody, like the makeup lady should like have a tool.
We just gotta correct it this way
what
a little
if they
bit.
Just had a string off camera. Somebody's holding the string. His eye starts to droop slightly and you feel it. His whole head comes up a little
somebody
bit.
Somebody going up with a paintbrush. You know what a new eye.
Oh, man.
No, I like him when he's doing like the in the studio.
He's
stuff.
Overrated
yeah.
now too. He was cool because he was the catchphrase guy. He's now doing like the Who's now, and he over
worst.
But he's overdone
ESPN
his own. He's overdone his own
ever.
Self. It's very
yeah, he's
weird.
He's on like the second rate ESPN shows, like on ESPN2, and he literally sideline reporter. But I mean, it's for playoff stuff. But he's like
I don't
the,
even like him
line.
As much as I used to when he was like either. Booyah. Yeah. That was when he was like 1995.
Yeah.
There are better guys on ESPN
oh,
now
yeah.
than Stuart Scott.
Of course.
There's always better people than
he was
Marquee.
One of the top
oh,
dogs.
He doesn't do Monday Night anymore.
Chris Berman's man. Awesome. He makes a lot of
he
money.
He makes a
I was
bundle.
Upset at NBC for stealing the night. When they signed their contract with the NFL, they were like, we want to be the only Sunday night primetime
oh, yeah.
recap show. And that screwed ESPN because NFL primetime on ESPN oh,
yeah.
with Chris
yeah.
Berman.
Well,
yeah.
No, they do it Mondays, though.
Yeah, it's on Mondays.
Yeah,
now.
But Chris Berman doesn't host that one. He only hosts the one that they call they do SportsCenter and then
wait,
right
so
after.
This year he's not going to be doing it?
He didn't do it last year either on the Monday night one. He only did the Sunday night studio.
It's on the NFL network now.
He what? Is? Berman's on the
NFL? No. The NFL primetime is now on the NFL network.
Son of a bitch!
It's awesome, too.
With Berman?
No. It's Eisen and his cohorts. He's got it's
I like
from Deion Sanders.
I like Berman.
So.
I don't like Deion Sanders.
Yeah, no.
I like Rich Eisen though. He was an
I
ESPN
think
guy.
Rich
who got
Eisen
stolen
is one of the best. He's
yeah,
one of the best.
He got stolen by the NFL.
Skyped him. They were like, "Get over here."
He's He's got one of the best voices for it. He does it. It's not annoying as hell like a lot of the other guys.
Yeah.
And then Adam Schefter, man, they got him. He is locked up for good. He's the only guy who knows everybody in the NFL. He knows shit before the players know it. It's great. He
He's
knows
like, hey, you're cut. What?
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, seriously. They showed a clip. They're like deconstructing the set, and Adam Schefter's on his fucking PDA, going crazy with like texting people and calling, getting calls and shit. Like seriously, he's on the last like remaining little stand in the podium, and the whole set's like being taken down around him, and he's like,
was that a commercial or?
No. It's during just one of the NFL Total Access shows. They like cut to him. They're making fun of him, but he makes.
What's
a lot
his
of
position?
He is the around the league. He knows everything.
It's like Chris Mortensen.
Yeah, he's
in
like,
ESPN.
But he doesn't know enough.
No, he reports wrong things. Like
Schefter,
Michael Vick will not get indicted.
Yeah, no. Schefter's always right. I've never seen him wrong about anything.
Well, we don't have NFL Network, so shut up.
I like it.
I tried. I even priced it again. I sent him the amount of money that DirecTV was going to quote me. Quoted me
it's,
to
it
start
must
up.
Be different for
it was in the hundreds.
It's like $95,000.
There's no reason. I know for a fact my father would not have DirecTV. My mother would have smacked him in
once
the
once you
the
get
mouth.
Past all the regular stuff, it's fine, but the startup fee was like...
Yeah. Well, I know they're doing...
They do freebies.
No, they're doing on the I saw a commercial. The reason I went to the website is like, they're like, not for a limited time, no startup fees. And I went to the thing, and there was no startup fees, and
startup
yet
fees.
I still had to pay startup fees.
No,
it said no
yeah,
startup
not,
fees. And
they're
then
not called startup fees. They're installation fees. No, yeah. They have a thing where it's $50 off if I refer you now.
Bangla
so
douche.
You want to do that?
No.
I get $50 and you get $50. They had that commercial on. They're like, you want $50 for free?
It was shouldn't that be how every commercial starts for Coors Light? You want $50 for free? Well, if you buy like 100 cases of Coors Light, we'll send you $50. Every commercial, how would that not benefit a product? Hey. You there watching right now? You want $50? Listen to Fourth and Goal Show.
It was actually a funny commercial. They're doing a speed dating thing, and the guy's looking at the girl says,
"You want
to make a quick $50?" And she looks at him like, "It's like no, but seriously, if you sign up for DirecTV right now, it's a great commercial."
All right, we got one more topic to cover here. Pac-Man Jones is signed by TNA Wrestling. Nobody really knows what he's going to do, but do you want to see him wrestle? Do you want to see him break?
Wrestling's in bad shape anyway because of the murder-suicide that just happened.
Yeah, their ratings plummeted.
They dropped one-third of their ratings for television. The pay-per-view wasn't affected, but whatever. It's still terrible. Anyway, I would like to see, this is my dream, is to catch a clip of Pac-Man Jones getting the steel chair across his back from back of the head down to mid shoulders. I just want to see the chair. I just want to see him struck with the chair, and then he falls limp in the middle of the ring. And then I want Macho Man Randy Savage to come out. He doesn't actually wrestle for TNA, by the way, but this is my vision of whoever they have now, who's their Macho Man.
Vision of someone that hasn't followed wrestling for 15 years.
Yeah, Macho Man was the shit, and I want Pac-Man to be laid out, maybe a little twitching going on, and I want the flying elbow that Reggie knows what I'm talking about.
Ooh, yeah.
He came out with that shit, and this is when he was on the roids, man. Yeah. He was jacked out. He'd get up on the top rope. He would jump.
It wasn't roids. It was Slim Jims.
Yeah, whatever.
Snapping into
Slim
Jims.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he was like 10, 12 feet up in the air, and boom. Flying elbow, Pac-Man's right eye socket collapses. He never plays another
like Jamal Anderson. Gets steps into the ring, breaks something.
Yeah. Oh, I want it so bad.
The article said on ESPN says that the spokesman will not comment on whether Jones will actually wrestle, but he will be involved in a storyline.
And
that means he'll
this,
be wrestling.
It's being filmed at Universal Studios.
If Pac-Man ever wants to play football again, that would not be a smart move to... I mean, even though it's fake, but
he's an idiot.
Well, we know that.
He may be like, "I'll beat them knuckles up. I'll do what I gotta do." He's only 6'9" and 320. I don't even care, son. Let me throw money in there. I just got a vision of him in the ring, and the storyline is him throwing money.
Over under on how many wrestlers get shot. There we go. Over and under on how many wrestlers get shot because of Pac-Man Jones.
No, I was
in the ring. He throws money, and then some of his gang members shoot the shit out of, like, Big Daddy Kane or whoever the poor wrestler is.
Big Daddy Kane.
That's one of the wrestlers.
Really?
Yeah.
They used to be a rapper. Like
yeah,
one
that's,
of
a, that's a wrestler. Reggie knows.
I was about to give a warning. If I mean, this is all being filmed here in Orlando at Universal Studios. So, I mean, like, if you live in the Orlando...
Pat O'Brien's might be off the limits for a
while.
Yeah,
if you live in Orlando... No, no, he's going to be at the strip club. So don't go to a strip club. You will get shot.
Yeah.
Don't go.
If you see more than $80 out at one time in a strip club, you need to leave quickly.
Dang.
There's a dark
all of Reggie's weekend activities.
Damn.
Reggie pays for titties.
Hell no.
He just pays to see them.
Yeah, he doesn't actually get to touch them.
I don't even have to pay. I don't even have to pay.
In the back, how many times have you heard the words, "Don't touch the stripper"?
No touching.
Never.
Yeah, great show.
Never.
I wish I could have come up with something funny to follow that up with. Because as soon as you said, "Don't touch the stripper," I'm like, there's got to be things that the girls will say that's funnier than that.
No spinning.
No, I wanted to come up with something witty that had to do with the fingers, keep them on the outside instead of the inside, but I don't know, it wasn't developing fast enough because I'm not there right
glad
now.
We got color commentary on the insides of Craig's head on that one.
It just wasn't
That's
developing
a nasty
quick enough.
Place.
There's a funny joke. There's a joke in there about Reggie's hands on the inside
as the
thigh
show's closing
of a stripper.
He's going to wake up. He's going to wake up in the middle of the night and be like,
dude.
"Keep your fingers dry, boy. Come on."
There you go.
There it
keep
is.
It dry. Keep it dry. That was good, Mike. That was good.
Thomas with the surpriser there.
Can't go anywhere liquid.
Oh. And it won't stop.
That's,
never stop.
There it goes. We got to end the show on that.
There
note.
We go.
So, that's going to be it for this special edition of Fourth of Gold. It's special. I don't know why.
Because
it's you're listening.
Sixth, and I don't have cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, high fives. I forgot.
Woo.
Well done. What'd they say?
They said I don't have cancer. He says no to this.
Swollen.
You
don't have cancer. You have.
You do have Hodgkin's disease. And you are going to die.
You don't have cancer, but you are a vampire. I'm sorry.
I was wondering what he's. I like this guy, though, just on a final note, as a doctor, because I was worried because with the other testing, I get in the room. She's like, "How you doing?" Blah, blah, blah. All I want are my results. And she's going through him slow. This guy was awesome. He wasn't even all the way in the room.
I
and
pictured
he's got
that.
He's got the x-ray in one hand. He's like, "By the way, I didn't really see anything wrong." As he's like closing the door, I'm like, yes. And right when he gets in, I know I'm good. Like, why can't the doctors be like that? Why
I didn't
do they,
see anything wrong. You're a picture-perfect cancer patient.
Yeah.
It's just...
No, he turned around, but he had before he had even sat, I knew where I stood. He's like, "I didn't see any lymphoma, no Hodgkin's, none of the bad stuff." And then he told me that the reason they won't do the, because he doesn't know exactly what it is, the reason they won't take it out right now is because the risk doesn't outweigh the benefit, because there's the potential, because of where it is, that they can cut a nerve and I won't be able to use the left side of my mouth. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's what the Navy doctors did to my arm. There's a patch of skin on my arm that I still can't feel.
Probably never.
And this is three years ago.
You'll never feel it if it cut the nerve ever.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, sometimes they'll come back, because for the first like week and a half, I couldn't feel all the way down.
Oh, that sucks. Well, he said I wouldn't be able to use the corner of my mouth. I was like, ah.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if it comes to that we have to take it out, we will. But right now the risk is not with the benefit. I'm like, that's how they run their business, these doctors. They take the risk and they take the benefit. He's like, well, if we found that it was malignant,
obviously the benefit.
The benefit is get the fuck out, and if you lose your mouth, you lose your mouth. And I'm like, all right, you don't care about my livelihood. I need this to get girls.
You become couples. That'd be awesome.
Now I don't know. I don't know how bad it would have affected it. He didn't really specify. I don't know this. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Just get Botox, suck it right back up. Yeah. it'll at least it'll be even. You may not be able to move it, but it won't be like droopy.
And we're done.
Yep. While you're waiting for the next show next week, why don't you head on over to Fourth and Goal Show. What?
Can't you picture people just waiting?
Just sitting there. Like,
it's Monday.
It's Thursday afternoon, just hitting refresh on the iTunes.
Is that guy, that white sounding guy, going to have it up by today? I want it up now.
Yeah.
You said that last week, too.
Fag.
It took me a long time because it wouldn't even save the file. I know. Well, I was up late that night working on it because it wouldn't save the file. It kept crashing my damn computer.
Thomas, sure, if so, I could get it.
Whatever.
At least you were doing that instead of the multiple masturbation that you typically do on your weeknights.
Hey, I have to get ramped up for work somehow.
Is
that because you work in close proximity with? Blah,
blah. all right. Let's finish
what
this.
Talking about.
Let's finish this. Go on over to the website, fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. Send emails to fourthandgoalshow@gmail.com. You
just
can also head on
just
over
shapes.
To the forums and subscribe to the podcast. Write reviews on iTunes. You can do all
nothing
that straight from the blog. Go to the website, fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. For Pollard, Reggie, Cuba, and Craig, I'm Mike Thomas. See you guys next week.
Good night, world.
Packers going down.